Today's daf is Nazir Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, right after the second Mishnah in the Masechta, and we started talking about Miksas Naziris. If somebody is Mekabel on themselves, only a partial Naziris, so what is the halacha? So the Mishnah says partial is a complete acceptance. As the Mishnah said, again, Haredi Nazir Menachatzana Menazagim Umenatiglachas Umenatuma. Somebody accepts part of the Isser of eating wine, grape products, right? Charsanim, zagim, just the only part of it, or just teglachas, or just tuma, one of the three. Hareze nazir. The chol dikdukim naziris alav, he is a nazir, and all the dikdukim of naziris are upon him. The Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush in Shin Samaches Oz Dalet, where he talks about that's the isser of not the nazir not drinking wine or any intoxicating beverage. Says the and in the beginning of that piece is where he also relates to the issue of whether Nazirus is an Isser Chefsa, is an Isser Gavra, one of the big issues that all the Achronim talk about. He says, the Efshar Lomar, says as an Efshar, the Bedin Zeh, the Hulo Kibel Alav, he says there are many examples, one of them being our Mishnah, where there is an acceptance, even though it wasn't said explicitly. If somebody accepts to be a Nazir for 12 days, so they're automatically nazir for 30 days, as we will learn very soon, Bez Hashem, in the coming days, because there's no nazirus less than 30 days. So he didn't say it, but it's automatic, he accepts it. Somebody accepts to be a nazir for only hair, and automatically our Mishnah says it's everything. So in all these cases, it is automatic that he becomes a nazir. If he violates his nazirus, we know the Rambam tells us that when one violates the Naziris, they violate two Isurim. They violate the Naziris Isurim, and they violate the Isur of Bal Yachel, Lo Yachel Dvaro, the Isurim of not keeping one's word. But in these cases where it's automatic, he didn't say it, but it's just halachically, that's the din, says the Minchas Chinuch, Efshar de im avar al Naziris, Efshar de ein lokin elamishum lav de Naziris. It's possible that the only malchus would be for the naziris problem of a lo mishum lav de lo yachel, but not because of lo yachel. De lokin gamkein mishum lav zed de havineder, which you normally get malchus for when you violate anything in naziris. Either he quotes that for the Rambam and others, right? Chutz mimash over al alavin v'alasidam yuchadim minazir od over al lav de lo bal yachel v'lokeshtayim mishalim lav miyuchad mishalim lav de bal yachel la'amar b'dinidrei iser. That's generally, but here where the naziris is only because of the automatic dinim, but not because I said it. It wasn't my dvaro. So says the Minchas Chinuch, how can I say that? That is lo yachel dvaro. Kivit de be'emes lo kivit olav. Rakasarayamim, Ozman Katsov, Achuxeris Akasov, Tatar Gazra, Dinis Kadesh Bikdusha Zu Yosemi Masha Amar. So he says that's his suggestion. He's not, he says, Sarach Ian Basi Rak Laover. Doesn't know for sure. He doesn't see any evidence about this, but that's his suggestion. Because after all, he didn't say it explicitly, and that's why you're not going to get Malchus. The Stipler is not so convinced of this Chiddush, the Kilas Yaakov, here in the beginning of Nazir. In Simon Beis, he quotes this Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, I'm not sure. Because once you mention some Lashon, some expression of Kabbalah's Nazirus, so it's automatic you're a Nazir, but it could be. Everything is included in that expression. Even if you said something that literally doesn't work, doesn't matter, he says, especially according to that Maharit. Which Maharit? The Maharit in the Sugya of Chefsa Gavra. What is Nazirus? The Maharit is the one that says, that everyone quotes, that it's about an accepting and becoming a different person. And once you become a different person, memela, all the halachos of that person kick in. It's like becoming a Kohen. A person is a Kohen, you can't become a Kohen. But if a person is a Kohen, then certain halachos apply to him that don't apply to other people. So too a Nazir. A person accepts to be a Nazir. It doesn't matter how you got there, says the Stipler. Once you're a Nazir, then halachos apply to you. And one of the halachas is that you also violate Bal Yachel Dvaro. You don't have to look at literally whether you mention those words. So therefore, he would argue. Amnami divrei maharit inyan naziris she'eino asiyas iser chefsa al hayayin v'hasaros v'atumos v'lo asiyas iser gavar al atzmo. It's neither. Ela shehu ose al atzmo kedushas naziris v'toar nazir v'hatora hitila iser yayin v'teglachas v'tuma v'chivik karbanos on all of on him. Well, if he's there, meager and in nazir over nami b'al yachel, right? The nazir would violate. So he's not so convinced of the Menachas Chinuch's point, even though if you take it literally, well, he didn't say the words, but it could be that right when you open up and go into this area of Baal Yachel, so then of Naziris, then you're going to violate also. Okay, important machlokas achronim relating to the din in the Mishnah. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Delok Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah that said it's automatic, that once I'm a Kabel, partial Naziris, I'm automatically a full Nazir, is against Rabbi Shimon. To Tanya, the following sheet, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Chayiv Achiyadir Mikulam. A person is not Chayiv to be a Nazir until he's Madir from all of them. What's the Pashtus? That if I didn't accept all of them, then I didn't accept Naziris, and I'm nothing. That's the Pashtus of the understanding of Reb Shimon. There are some, the Mefarish on tomorrow's, on the next daf, on today's daf, says maybe he's a Nazir on what he accepted. But he's not a Nazir, he's not an automatically full Nazir. You could also understand Reb Shimon that way. That he writes that in the middle of the next Amud. But the Pashas is that according to Reb Shimon, you have to be Makai, it's an all or nothing package in terms of your acceptance. And that's against our Mishnah. For Rabbanan Amri, Afil lo Nazir ela Bachan Minhon Havi Nazir. And the Rabbanan say, no, even if you were only a Nazir from one of the halachos of Naziris, you are a full Nazir. Achlokas Tanan. My time under Reb Shimon, what is the reason Reb Shimon says that it's an all or nothing? Meaning, in order to be a full Nazir, you have to accept being a full Nazir, and if not, you're not a full Nazir. My time with Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kra, Mikol Asher Yeaseh Migefen Hayayin, Meichar Tzanim Vadzag. The Pasuk first makes a general line, a klal, Mikol Asher Yeaseh Migefen Hayayin, and then a list off, Pratim, Meichar Tzanim Vadzag. So, why does it have to list off the Pratim? It must be because only if you accept each and every Prat do we say that you are a full Nazir. V'Rabbanan, my time, what would the Rabbanan say back? What do they do with that? What's their source? Amar Kra, Miyayin, V'Sheikhar, Yazir. From wine and intoxicated. Just say wine, Miyayin, Yazir. Miyayin, V'Sheikhar, Yazir. So we darshan that it's only if it's from both and from all of the halachas of a nazir, right? The Tosfos is printed on the next amud, the third Tosfos, Miyayin v'sheicha yazir, mashma afilu bechad have a nazir. Why does it list off both two? It's mashma that even from one, to hakfar ksiv, mikol asher yeaseh mikefen, lamalil mefle, miyayin v'sheicha. Why does it list off? Elo ashmina, dafilu anadir, ki bechad mehani, chayal nazir is alav. Okay, that's the limud that the Rabbanan have. What do each of the shittos do with the other one's pasuk? What does Reb Shimon do with Yayin v'Sheicher Yazir, which the Rabbanan used as extra words to say even just from this? Hahumi Baile Laser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Arishus. He used it to teach me that not only is a Nazir Asur when he becomes a Nazir in Stam Yayin, but even Yayin Mitzvah he is Asur in. Nazir can't drink wine that is related to a mitzvah. Mayhi, what's the Gemara? What's Yayin Mitzvah? What are we talking about? Kiddush of Avdalta. We're talking about Kiddush and Avdallah, so a Nazir cannot take part in Kiddush and Avdallah. That's the extra line of Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazir. But Hari Mushma V'Yomid Olam Er Sinai. I could really read that pasuk. We can really read that pasuk in two ways. Hari Mushma V'Yomid Me'er Sinai, or Hari Mushma V'Yomid Olam Er Sinai. That's the machlokas we showed him. How to read that pasuk. So one way to read the pasuk is Hari Mushma V'Yomid Olam Er Sinai. What do you mean? He's Nishba from Har Sinai to drink the wine. And therefore, how can he make a Nazirus against a mitzvah? Basically, as we learned in Masechta Zedarim, when you're Mushba V'Omed already, you're in a state of obligation based on the Torah, then you can't nullify that. You can't be Nishba Levadel as a mitzvah. Okay, a neder we learned in the second parak or so, Tesvav area, about being no der against a sukkah, being no der against a specific item. That works. A neder works on that. But a shvua, nishba levadel as a mitzvah, if you're ready mushba v'yomeid, so you can't change that. So here, you're ready mushba v'yomeid me'er Sinai to drink the wine. So that's a mitzvah of Kiddush and Avdallah. So how can you make a shvua? How can you say, oh, that's what the Torah is including? Your shvua is not chal. It's against what the Torah says. What's the assumption of that understanding? That's how the Mefarish reads the Gemara, that drinking the wine by Kiddush and Avdallah is a din d'oraisa. That's the assumption of that explanation. And that's what he says. He says on the third line, V'kaim alon, the nishba levatel, as a mitzvah pater. right? Nishmal avad also mitzvah, you're pater because it's not chal, it doesn't kick in. That is one understanding of the Gemara. The problem is, the reason that Rov Rishonim don't understand it that way is because it's not true. Rov Rishonim do not say that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to drink the wine. Well, what did Rov Rishonim say? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kiddush. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to recite Kiddush. Zachar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember, Zachar always means an halacha lahazkir. I think there's the Sifra, the beginning of the Chukosai, lists off all of the times it says Zachor, by Parshas Zachor. Zachor means not just to remember, but to mention. Zachor is Lazkir. So here too, what's the Din D'oraisa? Not to drink the wine. The Din D'oraisa is to make Kiddush, as we call it, to say the words. And if it's to say the words, so therefore, it is not a Din D'oraisa to drink the wine. So how do you read the Gemara? We'll get to the specific sheet. How do you read the Gemara then? So the Gemara then is asking a rhetorical question. As Tosfos here says, Bitmiya. So the Gemara, what was the Gemara's pshat of Reb Shimon? You need the pasuk to teach me that the Nazir is asir in the Kiddush wine, just like he's asir in the wine shel Rishus. Really? You need a pasuk for that? Hari mushma v'yomay me'ar Sinai hu? Is one mushma v'yomay from our Sinai to drink wine? That's such that you need a pasuk to tell me that it's going to be, it's included in the Isser? You know, of course it's included in the Isser. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa to drink the wine. Meaning it's a bitmiya, it's a rhetorical question. That's how you read the words. That's what Tosfos says towards the end of Dibur Maskil Mai. L'chei nira l'rabbeinu tam degar sinan bitmiya. V'chi mushba v'omei me'ar sinai. Klomar, l'amali kramiyuta, l'as or yayin mitzvah. What do you need an extra pasuk for? V'chi mushba v'chulu. Nehi de kiddush hayom d'oraisa. You're right, making kiddush, saying kiddush is d'oraisa. Al hayayin lav d'oraisa. But the wine, drinking the wine, al hayayin. Here he even says the lashon of al hayayin. What does that sound like? Even using wine. Not just drinking wine. The whole idea with wine is not d'oraisa, says Tosfos here. D'zachreyu al hayayin asmachta. By just saying it with wine, holding wine is asmachta. And that's the Gemara's question. Again, two different ways to read the Gemara. What are these specific shittas? So again, as we said, Rov Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, and Tosfos here, and Rov Rishonim assume that just saying the words are d'oraisa. But everything else, holding the wine, drinking the wine, everything else is the Rabbanon, not included. What words does one have to say in order for one to be yotzei the mitzvah? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch says, anything. Anything that is Shevach v'Hodah of Shabbos. So if somebody comes home and says, Get Shabbos? So let's say a woman who didn't daven Ma'ariv, right? She comes home and says, Get Shabbos? You're Yotze the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kiddush, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Others aren't so convinced of that. At night is the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kiddush. In the morning, it's a Dindarabbanan. Dindarabbanan of Kiddush Rabbah, which is a different type of Kiddush. But on let's say somebody fell asleep Friday afternoon, and they didn't wake up till Shabbos morning. Then you still have the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kiddush. Right? It's sometime on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says even that. Others are not so convinced of that. Why? The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, has a big piece on this, and he says, I heard it talks about this in the Minchas Chinuch. Because he didn't have a Minchas Chinuch. He said, I heard it talks about it in the Minchas Chinuch. Are you really Yotze with those words? Doesn't the Gemara say in Psachim that you have to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? So if you just say that, you know, you are Yotze with Kiddush, Good Shabbos, that doesn't mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that is a good question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues on Rabbi Akiva Eiger because the Mishnah Berurah argues Rabbi Akiva Eiger because of that fact, because of that problem, which has an answer. The Torah Tzemima writes that Gemara might not be about every Shabbos, might be about connected to Yontif, because that's the context where that Gemara appears in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But that is one idea. The Minchas Chinuch, though, deals with a different issue, and that is once the Rabbana told us what to say by Kiddush. Then it could be, and this is one of his pet topics that he always loves to touch on, once the Rabbanan told us how to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, it could very well be that if we don't do it in that way, then we're not going to be yotze even on a d'oraisa level. This is the Rabbanan affecting d'oraisa sugya. And it's in terms of nusach, like if somebody benches today in their own language, if somebody makes kiddush today in their own language, it could be that that you're not even yosi on the Daraisa level, because the Rabbanon redefined, have the power to tell us how to fulfill the mitzvah. And it relates to the connected sugyas. What if you blow shofar on Shabbos? Right? Once the Rabbanon tell you not to blow shofar, what if I use a sukkah psula midi Rabbanon? Do I get a mitzvah Daraisa? Right? The ketosis in sukkah daf gimel. Right? Many examples of the Rabbanon's affecting Daraisas. Rabbi Gamliel haya omer kosh lo omer shloshet varim bepesach lo yosi dechovaso. Right? Does that mean on a Daraisa level or on a Darabanan level? Right? How can he say such a thing? Right? So, again, all of these examples. That's all Shita number one. Shita number one in the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is just saying the words. There is another day, Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim, says that even holding the wine, right, Kiddush al HaKos is Daraisa. That is Daraisa. Just drinking the wine is Darabanan. Right, that's another day in the Rishonim, while or the Shiva Kubetzes here explicates that idea. He emphasizes Ti'ima Sawayayin is only Durabanan. He says, Valonihira, after quoting the Lashon of the Pashas of the Gemara, which might say is the Mefarish. Tain, first of all, he says, even if you want to say that's true, Mr. Mefarish, Tainach Kidusha of Dalta Maigalamar. Even if you want to say that drinking the wine by Kiddush is Daraisa, Havdalah, it's also Daraisa. Drinking the wine, that's a Kiddush. That's a Kiddush Agabi Kiddush. The ode, Inami Kiddusha Min HaTorah, Eino Tzarech Lit'om L'mevarech Elam Midrabanan. Right, surely the Te'ima, right, he only goes down one level. He says only tasting the wine is for sure the Rabbanan. Inami Yishma Mipi Acher She Yit'om, the Shomea Ka'one. O Yekadesh V'yitin HaKos La'echan Mibnei Beso. I mean, drinking the wine, somebody should drink the wine. But that's not a din d'oraisa, you have to drink the wine. Anybody can drink some. And even that's d'rabanan. And then he says, oh, nafil mi d'rabanan, yitzarach litom ela mali lugma, v'nazir in osra ela b'revias. So he has a couple of shilas relating to the fact that the drinking of the wine is d'rabanan. He also relates to the issue of who has to drink the wine. Right, he says somebody else could drink the wine. Right, so that itself is a machlokas we showed him. Three different days quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Who has to drink the wine on Friday night by Kiddush? Who has to drink? So the shita of the Gaonim, the most extreme shita, is that the Mekadesh should drink the wine. The Mekadesh needs to drink the wine. That's the shita of the Gaonim. Va'Gaonim Sovrim, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalad, in Hilchah Shabbos. Im lo tama Mekadesh lo yatsa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that shita. If the Mekadesh does not drink the wine, then nobody's Yotzei Kiddush. Then that's the third sheet that he quotes, the last one. But the first two sheets he quotes is, Im lo tam ha-makadesh, if the makadesh does not drink the wine, but one other person there has mali lugmav, a rov revius, so then that's good. V'tam echan me'am mesubin ka mali lugmav, yatsa. V'ein shtias shnayim mitztarefes l'malo lugmav. That's really the middle shita. That as long as one person, even if not the Makadish, drinks Mali Lugmav, so then one is Yosei Kiddush. And then you have the most Makel Shita. He says, V'yesh Omrim Dekivan Shebein Kulam Tamu Kamali Lugmav Yatsu. Deshtias Kulan Mitztarefes L'Kashir. Three different days in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether the Makadish has to drink, or someone has to drink, or everybody could combine. The Shulchan Aruch says, L'chatchila, we should be choshesh for the Shita of the Gaonim. V'roi l'achosh l'divrayim, he quotes on the, by the Gaonim Shita. Again, that's l'chatchila. If there is counter pressure, let's say there is a grandfather that one wants to be mechabed with making Kiddush. But he can't drink Mali Lugmav. He'll take a taste. So there, the issue of kibud av, right, might override. It's l'chatchila. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes the other days. Right, or let's say somebody's in shul and by a kiddush and there's no grape juice or wine, there's only schnapps, and nobody's drinking a full mali lugmav of schnapps. Some people maybe would, but let's say there's nobody in shul. So is it better to rely on the bidyevid of not using a shear for, right, the bidyevid shitas of not using the correct shear for kiddush, or no, use a correct shear and just divvy it up and make sure that bein kulam, one is yotza, one drink. So that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that day too, right? To be mitzaref b'dieved for that for the mitzvah. But either those are the three days. But all of those three days, Arshin Mukubetza says is a din d'rabanan because daraisa nobody has to drink. Nobody has to drink. One's yotza even without drinking. So those are the three days in the Rishonim about the mitzvah of kiddush. Nafkamina is how to understand this. This line. Just two other points that are brought up here. One is the issue of Havdalah. as the Shiva Kubetz has asked. For sure, Havdalah is different. So, Drigi, the Rabbi Havdalah is for sure not Daraisa. What about Havdalah itself? That's a machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Whether Havdalah is a din Daraisa. Forget drinking the wine by Havdalah. Whether saying Havdalah is a mitzvah Daraisa or not. The Rambam says it is. The Rambam says, Kiddush and Havdalah are two sides of the same coin. Zachrehu. Remember Shabbos, b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso. Remember what? So, right, we take Kiddush very seriously. Right, maybe we need some chizik and Havdalah. Havdalah, we're usually thinking already about the week, thinking about the night. But Havdalah is just like Kiddush, says the Rambam. Kiddush and Havdalah are Daraisa. We cordon off Shabbos beforehand and afterwards to make it special. We separate it from the other days of the week. That's what Kiddush and Havdalah is for the Rambam. Right? We cordon it off. We surround it. The Ramban, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban, right there on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. That says the Ramban says, no, it's the Rabbanan. It's a mitzvah Rabbanan to make Havdalah. Kiddush Daraisa, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekacho is only Kiddush when you start. But not when you... It's not about a package deal of cordoning off Shabbos. According to the Ramban, it must be that, no, there's a mitzvah to be matish, to add my unique element of sanctification. As we know, even though Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Omed, we're going to have a better sermon later on today's daf, even though Shabbos is sanctified by without me, but there is an idea of adding my own Hakdasha. As we have other precedents in halacha where we have that idea. But that's a major machlokas, one might say, between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the message of Kiddush and the reflection that there's a difference between their understanding of Kiddush is whether they include Havdalah in the mitzvah d'Araisa as well. Right? That is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. One final point, and that is, what about using challah for Kiddush? Why isn't that a good answer? Right? Just use challah for Kiddush. So as the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShas, why can't a Nazir just use challah? Right? What's the case here that it's a usser? So he quotes from the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi. To l'chadchila yekadesh ha-Nazir al hapas. That's the l'chadchila. You don't get run into any problems. Miyu imiher v'kidesh alayayin. But what if he made Kiddush and then somebody says, Bore mekadesh ha-Shabbos. You're a Nazir. He's like, what do I do? He already made the bracha. Then nischayev lishtos. Vitzarach lishtos ayayin, yaltesi dechovas kiddush. That's the safe line of the Sefer HaPardes. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, now v'kasha lahavin, I don't understand. Zekiva de mekachin al-apasla chadchila, imkin hari ein hayayin mitzvah mechuyeves, umadua lo yachol naziris alav. Right, what do you mean? Since it should be asur, right, because the naziris is chal in it, because he doesn't have to drink the wine. Holy shit, mushba v'yomeid. Right, he's the chayav lishtoso. He says, "Im kain lav dafka v'kiddush." Rak nazir shabirech alayayin bari pira gafen. Tamid is chayav lishtoso. He said, "If it's an issue of birchas hanehenin, v'tzarech lomer kavanaso." He says, "It must be the sefer apardis means to kivein da hakiddush ba'atzmuso mechuyav because you are obligated in kiddush." And there's one of two ways to make Kiddush. O bepas, o beyayin. Al karchach, b'mashem mekadesh, hu chayiv ba'atzmuso. Right? You have a chiyuv to make Kiddush. So whatever you choose to use, but that Kiddush is obligatory. V'yal kein, kivat shemir, v'kiddush al hayayin, na'ase hayayin mitzvah ba'atzmusa. V'ein ha'naziris mevatalto. And he quotes other examples of this. Not that he believes in it, but that's how he explains the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, why it would be usser if you could just use challah. Okay, so that's a lot of action on today's daf, on the first six words of the Amud.
How do you get around that it's a neder?
How do you get around that it is a neder? Against wine.
It's not a shuvah.
Does it mean shvua here or neder? Is naziris a neder or a shvua? It's in the world of nedarim, but that's this question of whether it's not a neder like a regular neder. There are other elements to it. The achronim that say that naziris is on the gavra, right, are saying it's very different than a regular neder. So we don't treat it always like a regular neder.
So
lamaisa, that would be a good idea for a nazir to make kiddush on challah. That would be a good idea. Ella. So let's continue. Says the Gemara now, so how do you answer the question? So again, the question is two understandings of what the question is. We just explained. So Ella, right, either that you don't need a pasuk to say it's usur, right? Or it shouldn't be aser. Elaki hada amar rava. Shvua she'eshte v'chazav amar harini nazir. This is what the pasuk's talking about. A person makes a shvua that he's going to drink wine. V'chazav amar harini nazir. And then he makes a nazirus. Right? Not forget the mitzvah that he has from our Sinai. He makes a shvua that he's going to drink wine. V'chazav amar. And then he says, harini nazir. Asya nazirus. Chayla al shvua. So in that case, the Naziris is chal on the shvua. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. That the Naziris can be chal on that shvua. Not in Kiddush. Like during the week. He says he's going to drink this wine and then he's not going to drink the wine. Fine. V'rabana nami. Hog mi baile lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. V'rabana also used the pasuk to teach me this halacha. If a person makes a shvua and then the Naziris. So what do they use? If it's used up, so they cannot use it to teach me the din of the Mishnah. Right, of partial acceptance is a full nazirus. So im kein le makra miayin mai v'shechar shmas minotarti. Okay, you learn both halachas from there. V'Reb Shimon, says no. Hainu time with the cuts of shechar. This is why I say what I say. The extra word is teaching me shechar la alufe shechar lemikdash to compare it gzereshava to the base to a din of shtuya yayin going into the base of mikdash, a kohen drinking and then doing the avoda. Dechsev yayin v'shechar al teish, as Hashem commanded Aaron a kohen after his sons died. Right, that's why one of the dais suggested is that what did Nadav and Avihu do? That they drank wine. Yain v'shechar al teisht ata uvanecha itach. Ma gabi nazir. And there it says, shechar, same word. So we have a xer shava. Ma gabi nazir, yayin hu delitzar aval shar mashkin lo. Just like by nazir, if by nazir, wine is usser, but other mashkin are not. Af gabi mikdash nami, yayin hu delitzar aval shar mashkin amishtachrin lo. And so too by the base of mikdash. This is daraisa is only with wine, not by other intoxicating beverages. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. The isser is only by wine. And we don't paskin that way. V'lafuki mid Rabbi Yehuda. And this type of lima that he uses this for is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbana don't have to learn this because they don't hold of it. V'lafuki mid Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Achal devela ki'ilis. If somebody makes some types of intoxicating date. V'shasa dvash v'chalav v'nichnas l'mikdash chayiv. If somebody has anything else intoxicating with the same result, it's not a din in the shtiyas yayin, right? Any of those, that also would be aser, right? This applies by kinesa l'mikdash, this applies to paskening shilas, and it also applies to a nazir, all of these. Grape juice has the status of wine, l'gabe many halachas, but... I don't think for Psak it has that halacha. Say Rav Neuwirth on the Seder night used to drink grape juice dafka to make sure that he could have Paskin Shilas the whole night. Paskin Shilas the whole night. Mikdash. And in Mikdash, does it have the... It's not intoxicating. Not intoxicating. Because I don't think grape juice would be included in the Isser. It's not intoxicating. Right, for Berchas Kohanim also. Berchas Kohanim, grape juice is a problem. Does not have any intoxicating element. Okay, let's continue. So that is all... number one pshat of the of Reb Shimon. What does he use Yayin v'Shechar for? He uses it to aser Yayin mitzvah ki Yayin b'shus, and then we went back and forth in that Shakla v'Tarya. Ibaya Seima, a different whole version of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon less lay iser chalal iser. Maybe Reb Shimon does not believe in iser chalal iser, meaning Reb Shimon holds ein iser chalal iser. Therefore what? What does that have to do with us? Therefore what? Let's look at Tosfos. Reb Shimon lesle iser chalal iser. Pirish ba'alma kidetanya. As we're about to quote the Braisa, that in general, he does not hold, right? We know that that's the general rule. Ein iser, once something is usser, then something else cannot be chal on it. Ein iser chalal iser, with three exceptions that not all Tanam agree to. Right, Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, Isser Basachas. Right, the three exceptions to the rule, some of them are agreed to by all, some of them are not. So, those are the exceptions, but the Yesod is Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Back to Tosfos. V'ilav Kra Hacha, without the Pasuk, Reb Shimon would say, Hava Amina, Hecha Denishba Shalo Lishtos, when somebody makes a Shvua not to drink, V'shuv Hezir Benazir, and then he becomes a nazir. So now he can't drink this wine, A, because of his shvua, B, because he's a nazir. And then he drinks the wine. How many averis did he get? V'shasa b'yayin, lo chiev anaziris. So I might have said without the pasuk that ein iser chal al iser. So therefore, he's not going to be chayav for nazirus for drinking the wine. Kamash malan kray yisera to miyayin v'sheichar im nishba shalolishtos kozeh v'nader benazir v'aver v'shasa kos to lakatarti. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Usually ein iser chal al iser, but and again. We're not getting into the is that an Isser Mosif, Isser this. The Gemara doesn't get into that here. He doesn't hold of Isser Chalal Isser, and that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that here, yes, Isser is Chalal Isser, Gzeras HaKasif, Nazirus can be Chal on the earlier Shvua, not to drink wine. Titania, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochal, now where's the source for Isser Chalal Isser? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochal Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, Pater. If somebody eats a Nevela, something that is already not kosher before Yom Kippur starts, and then Yom Kippur comes, he is not Chayav Karis. He is not Chayav Achatas, because he's already Asim Mishum Nevela. So Yom Kippur does not have an effect on it. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Lundish question in the Achronim is, how far? What does Ein Isser Chalal Isser mean? Meaning, is that totally? Or does that mean it's Chal, but you just don't get punished for it? Right, that is the we've had that idea once or twice over the past couple of months, also in these Masechtas. Right, the Ein Shvua Chala al Shvua. Right, we had back in Masechtas Nedarim. So does that mean that it totally isn't Chal? What happens if you're Shoel on the first Shvua? Is the second Shvua Chal then? Right, what happens if there is we had the sugi in the Hakama and the Hafara sugyas in the end of Nedarim? Right, if it does Shoel on A. Right, he makes two. He makes a nether that's two nadarim, and maybe one is totally on the other one, and you get rid of the first one. Does the second one disappear, or is the second one chal? Right, so it's a similar topic. So here too, the achronim, the avnei miluim in a tshuva discusses how far. What do you say? Is it not chal at all, or is it just no onus? There are other examples, classic cases of ein iser chal iser. The Gemara discusses, and the Rishonim discuss a kohen tameh. A Kohen Tami eating Truma Tameya. Ain't Isser Chalal Isser. He's already Usser for eating Truma because he's Tame. So is it going to be even worse for eating Truma Tameya? Right? He's Mechulelis Vomedis. So is in Sanhedrin. On that Pegimel discusses that's the source for Ain't Isser Chalal Isser. Good. So that's Rabbi Shimon. And that's why you need the Pasuk here to tell me that it is. That it is chal. Ulur abana nami haksiv. So fine, that's where Reb Shimon. A second shot of what Reb Shimon does with the rabbanan's pasuk. So now getting back, ulur abana nami haksiv mikolash yasa migefan ayayin. What did rabbanan do with Reb Shimon's original pasuk to teach me that a mixas kabbalah is not a full kabbalah? Amri lecha rabbanan. Hasam li made al isurei nazir shemitzar from zamzeh. Why are the details repeated? Not because to teach me that you need all the details, but just to say they're mitzarif with each other. They can combine. If I have a little bit of raisins and a little bit of grapes and a little bit of wine, if I have a little bit of various different isurim of naziris, they can combine with each other. That's the addition, right? Usually, if you have different isurim, they cannot combine. They're not mitzarif, right? Only like isurim. So the Mishnah is described in Seder Zrayim. If I have Chala and Shruma and Bikurim, so those are all called Rashis. So maybe those could combine. If I have Chela Vidam, they cannot combine. What if I have Nevela and Trefa? So we say that they could combine. That's one of Reb Chaim's Rayas, of Nevela and Trefa being really one Shem Isser, right? Not two different ones. Trefa is a problem in the Heter Shechita. Not a separate problem. It relates it to Nevela. Not for now. Reb Shimon less late Siruf. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon does not hold that you need Siruf for the Isurim of Naziris. Titania, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, Kol Shehu. Some are familiar with this from Malkus. Kol Shehu Lamalkus. Reb Shimon says to get Malkus, you don't need a Kezias. Chiddush Gadol. Reb Shimon says, you don't need a Kezias for Malkus. Lo Amru Kezias, El Inyan Karbon. You only need a Kezias for Karbonos. And therefore, when it comes to Naziris, you violate, you're going to get Malkus even without. And regarding the Karbonos, there is also no Nafkamina. Why? Because if you look at the language of Tosis, V'achol Oshayach Letziruf LeKarbon, SheKarbon Nazir Eino Ba Al Sheshasa Yayin Ela Malkus, V'aKarbon Ba Al Hashlamas Nidro. The carbon is for the finishing up the Naziris. The carbon isn't for, you don't bring a carbon per se for violating. For undoing the Naziris, you're going to be bringing a carbon, or for finishing the Naziris. Right, if you become Tame, we're going to talk about that later in the Mishnah also, Tumah undoes the whole Naziris. Tumas Meis. But here we're talking about drinking wine. So you violate, so Malchus is the Nafkamina, and not the carbon. Okay, that takes us through the issue of Miksas and full Kabbalah. Now we get to a new world in Maseches Nazir. There are four types of Naziris. Four types of becoming a Nazir. One is a Nazir Stam. As we've been speaking about till now, Nazir Stam, somebody says, I'm a Nazir. So as we know, as we're going to learn, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, he's a Nazir for 30 days. Or you can say, Hareini Nazir Meo Yom, so he's a Nazir for 100 days. Whatever he accepts, that is Stam Naziris, and at the end of his Naziris, he brings three Karbanas Tara, and he cuts his hair, and he finishes his Naziris. Second type of Naziris is Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam is, a person says, Hareini Nazir Olam, forever. And he's Asir Bechol Isurei Naziris Ba'olam. When his hair gets too long, he could take a little haircut. He could get a trim, and he could do that once a year, and then when he does that, he brings the Karbanos of Tara, but then he goes back to being a Nazir. That's a Nazir Olam. Then we have a Nazir Li'olam, as we'll have later on in this parak, a Nazir Li'olam, that he accepts many different Nazirios Ketanos on himself, Kol Yemei Chayav. And he's a Nazir every 30 days. At the end of every 30 days, he's Megaleach, and he brings Karbanos, and he starts again. And finally, the fourth is Nazirus Shimshon. He's a Nazir Shimshon. Somebody's Makabel, being a Nazir Shimshon. So he's a Nazir Li'olam, and he's Usher in wine, and he's Usher getting a haircut forever, but he's Mutar to be Tamei Meis, according to what we paskin, because that's the halacha of a Nazir Shimshon. So a Nazir Stam, Nazir Olam, Nazir Li'olam, and Nazirus Shimshon. So says the Mishnah, Hareini Kishimshon. Somebody hereby declares, I am like Shimshon, Kiben Noach, Kibal Delilah, like the son of Manoach, like the husband of Delilah. Any of those, if he says, oh, as we see, the Gemara is going to mention, even if he says all of them, Kemisha Akar Dalsos Aza, like the one who uprooted the doors in Aza, Kemisha Nikru Plishtim Esenov, like the one who the Plishtim knocked out his eyes, Harezin Azar Shimshon. If you said all of these, you're another Shimshon. What do you need to say all of them for? Why not just one of them? The Gemara is going to say, Lomli Lemiste Kol Hanlin, what do you need all of these for? Tzrichi. Di Amar Hareini Kishimshon, Hava Amina Shimshon Achrina. Somebody says, I'm like Shimshon, maybe that means a different Shimshon. Who says that it means Shimshon HaGibor, the Shofet. Kuvash V'lo Keben Manoach. That's why you have to add that phrase. V'itana Keben Manoach, Hava Amina Ika, the Miskari Hachi. Maybe there's somebody else out there with that name. Shimshon ben Manoach. Kamash Malan Kebal Dalila. You're not going to get somebody who has that name, who's married to the same person, who the Plishtim knocked out his eyes. So that's why you have to say all of these Lashonas. We mentioned in the past, this is, now it's one out of four easy. There were four suicides in Tanakh, and they parallel Skila Srefa Harachanak. So this is one of them. Shimshon is one of them, right? That's here, right? Skila. And the other three, maybe we'll answer it tomorrow, give everybody a little time to think about it, or one could just stop the recording, those who aren't here, right, to think about it. But the four suicides in Tanakh, remind me tomorrow, and I'll mention the other answer, though maybe my people might know it out there.
Weiter.
So did not it's dot dot dot. I don't know if you have to. It means you have to mention all of the lashonos, right? All the lashonos. I don't think it's going through them bedafka. Mishnah, ma be nazir olam lanazir shimshon. What's the difference between a nazir olam and a nazir shimshon? Nazir olam hichbit sairo makeup a tear. As we just said, a nazir olam. If his hair gets too heavy, every once in a while he can get a trim. Makeup a tear. Tosfos says you cannot shave your head totally. Right, just means you can get a trim. V'lo Tosa says, second to bottom Tosa, V'lo magalech lagamre. Ka'av shalom, shogilech lagamre, shari nitzla b'sairo. Right, so you can get a little trim. Umevi shalosh behemos, and after you get that trim, then you bring the karbanos. V'yim nitma, maybe karban tuma. And if it becomes tummy, he brings a karban tuma. Nazir shimshon, hichmet sairo enu megal. Nazir shimshon can never get a haircut. V'yim nitma, Eino maybe carbon tuma. And if he becomes tummy, he doesn't bring a carbon. As we'll see in the Gemara, that's just to be parallel lashon. But really, lechadchila, it is okay. Why is it? There's another difference between Nazar Olam and Nazar Shimshon. There is no, as we're going to learn later, there is no she'ela on Nazar Shimshon. You can't be shoel on the Naziris. So, asks Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara mention that one? Dibur maskel ma bein. V'im tomar, she'ela ikibinayu. The Nazar Shimshon lesa b'she'ela. But Nazar Olam isa b'she'ela. Why did the Gemara mention that difference? V'yesh lomar. The answer is, once you're shoel, that's not a difference within the Naziris. Once you're shoel on the Naziris Olam, then you're not a Nazir. So that's why the Gemara didn't mention that one. The Gemara wanted to mention, within your Nazirios, what are the differences? Not, well, if you do this, you don't have to be a Nazir anymore. Okay. Says the Gemara, Nazir Olam Andekar Shmei, who mentioned Nazir Olam? We mentioned Nazir Shimshon, and then we say, and what's the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? So, Gemara says, Chisirim Echzer Avachik Tani, Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Olam Hareze Nazir. And then the Mishnah asks, "Ma be Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam Echbet Saro make a batar, maybe Shalosh Behemos, Vimnitva maybe Carbon Tuma. Nazir Shimshon Echbet Saro Eino make a batar, the Eino maybe Carbon Tuma." Fine. So we add in a line to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What is the language by Nazir Shimshon that he does not bring a carbon for becoming tamei? Carbon who dula maisi. Aval Naziris Chayla Lav. What, he doesn't bring a carbon for the Tumah, but there is a Naziris that is Chal on him regarding Tumah? Mani Masnisan. Lo Rebbe Yehuda, Velo Rebbe Shimon. 1 minute, but that's not according to either of the opinions. The Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Nazir Shimshon Mutter Litami Lameisim. Rebbe Yehuda holds, a Nazir Shimshon, this according to the Tosefta, is Mutter become Tamei Meis. After all, Shimshon became Tameh. Shimshon was a shofate. We don't assume that he was doing something wrong, and he became Tameh. How exactly do you know Shimshon became Tameh? That's a question in the Rishonim. Which story, you know, shows that he became Tameh? There are a couple of stories that he killed people and he got their clothing, or he killed people with a part of a machine, right? So, what exactly? What's the raya? That's not for us now. So Rabbi Yehuda says, though, that there's no iser. So what do you mean? He doesn't bring karbanos. There's no iser in the first place. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Homer Nazir Shimshon Lomer Klum. Shalom Matzinu B'Shimshon Sheyatzas Naziris Mipiv. And Rabbi Shimon says, you can't even parallel for, you can't be a Nazir Shimshon. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says, remember, Naziris is a neder. And remember what we had at the beginning of the second parak in Nedarim? Naziris, you can only be matfis and become and have a neder, create an iser, if you are matfis bedavar hanadur, not bedavar haaser. What did that mean? You're only matfis by something that had created isurim, like a carbon. I created the isurim of carbon. But if I'm matfis, if I say this is aser like that piece of pig, that's meaningless. That's bedavar haaser. You can't compare apples and oranges. You can only compare nadur and nadur. So that's from Shimon Shita, that you can't even make yourself into a nazir Shimshon. So says the Gemara Mani. So how did Shimshon become a Nazir? According to Reb Shimon, that might have been Xeris Hakasif. The Malach said, right? So look at the second Tosfos. Klomar Lo Nazar bin Nazir Elami Bet and Imo Haya Nader bin Nazir Memela V'Yanan Beinan Sheyader B'Davar HaNader. Right? You can't. That's not a model for any of us. So back to the Gemara Mani. So who is our Mishnah like? So Reb Yehuda Ha'am Rafi Lechadchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, even Lechadchila he can become Tamei Meis. And the Mishnah says, only if. Reb Shimon says, there's no Naziris. So, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda, he really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The idea that Tani Gabi Nazir Olam Imnitma, Tananami Gabi Nazir Shimshon Imnitma. It just uses the parallel Lashon, even though Inachinami. We hold, and the Mishnah holds, that he can become Tameh even Lechadchila. There was a case that the Radvaz had. The Radvaz had a case where somebody said, Hareini Nazir Shimshon. And then people heard about it, and he says, what did I say? He says, I have no idea what I said. I've heard people use that Lashon before, so I used it. But I really don't have any, I don't have any idea who Shimshon really was. Number two, I said Shimshon with a mem. I didn't say Shimshon with a nun. Number two, so the Kshara was brought to the Radvaz, is he a Nazir? Right, he says, I asked him, V'shalnu al tov, amar eni yodei amar shimshon, el shama b'nei adam nishbon bo, v'od lo amar ela shimshon, v'od amar shemeo mohaya belibo ela ligaresh. Right, the context, I didn't quote the whole case. He said, Hari, he hear that lashon that people use when they get angry or want to threaten. I'm going to be another shimshon if you don't do this. Or, right, he was just upset at his wife. Right, he didn't really have a kavana to become a nazir. So the Rav says, I don't believe him that he doesn't know who Shimshon was. He said, I think that's just he says, because if you ask him, what did he said Shimshon Baal Delilah. Say, come on. He didn't know who Shimshon was, but he knew he was a Baal Delilah. So he says, but I have other reasons why he's not going to be a Nazir, because he didn't have kavana to be a Nazir. Right, it's clear. He just got angry. Just got angry. He didn't have kavana to be a Nazir. He just got kavana. He wanted his wife to do something for him. But he did not have kavana. And he didn't say a lashon of Naziris. He said Shimshom. There's nobody called Shimshom. Right? So he didn't say it even. So those two reasons, the Radva says, he's not a Nazir. Let us suggest that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether a person can be noder Nazir Shimshon, is like the following machlokas. It's not the Mishnah, the Tanya, it's a Braisa. We have this back in the Dharam also. Hare like a Bechor is a Bechor. Remember the case? A Bechor is automatically Kadosh. So if somebody is matvis bibachar, this is aser to me, this piece of meat, like a bachar is aser to me. Hare, like a bachar. Rabbi Yaakov oser, for Rabbi Yossi matir. My love, what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yehuda savar la k'Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda old like Rabbi Yaakov, da'amar lo be'inan davar hanidar. You don't need davar hanadur, and therefore a bachar is aser automatically. Shimshon is aser automatically. They're both davar ha'aser, and it still works. Rabbi Shimon, Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Damar Vina, Davar Hanadur. And Rabbi Shimon, it goes like Rabbi Yossi, that you know you need a Davar Hanadur. So Shimshon is not good, and Bechor is not good to act as a model for Hatfasa. So Gemara says, Lo, Dukuli Alabina Davar Hanidar. No, that's not true. Everybody agrees that you need Davar Hanadur. You know why Bechor works? Vishaini Gabi Bechor, Dichsiv Be Lashem, Lorabo is not Bechor. There's an extra pasuk to include, even though it's not a davar hanador, it's automatically kadosh mibeten. Still, it's going to work. For Rabbi Yossi amalacha, and what would Rabbi Yossi answer to that limud? Hahu Hashem ibayle l'rabos chadas va'asham. No, it's to include chadas and asham. You might think chadas and asham are not copyable because they're obligatory, right? So those are also not considered really davar hanador. That's the havamina because chadas and asham are babachova. So that's what the pasuk includes, but not bechor. Umar Yisrael Rabos Chadas VaAshem VaLahotzi Esa Bechor. Why do you, Rabbi Yossi, include Chadas and Ashem and not bechor? Mar Bani Chadas VaAshem Shekei Matfis and Beneder. Those are at least created. You're matfis them. Umotzi Esa Bechor Shein Matfis and Beneder. But a bechor is automatic. The person does nothing. It's just born into his eder. So that's why I don't include that. That's a davar ha'aser, and that's not copyable for a neder. V'Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lacha. What would Rabbi Yaakov answer? Bechor nami matfiso beneder hu. A bechor is also matfiso beneder. You also do something. It's also human input when it comes to a bechor. Titania shall base Rabbeinu amru minayin lano lo bechor betoch edro. How do you know when you have a bechor? She mitzvah alav lakdisha, that there's a mitzvah to have human input to be makdish it, even though it's automatic. She ne'emar hazachar takdish. Right, so there's a mitzvah to do it, even though it's automatic. So that's enough to be called a davar hanadur. Right, and that's the parallel that Rav Soloveitchik gave for Kiddush. That even though it's kaddish va'omed, mitzvah lahakdisho, it's a mitzvah to be makda, to add my own kiddush to the day. For Rabbi Yossi amar lacha, and Rabbi Yossi would say, nehita mitzvah lahakdisho, you're right, you could do that, you could add. Ilo makdish le, milo kadosh. But if you didn't do anything, would it be kadosh? Yes, it would be kadosh anyway. So I consider that a davar ha'aser, not a davar hanadar. So we discussed this at length back in Nedarim. Says the Gemara, last section for today, Gabi Nazir Nami Aksiv Lashem. But back to asking on Rabbi Yaakov, says Tosas. What does he do with Lashem? If Rabbi Yaakov holds that a Bechor is already a davar hanadar, there doesn't need the pasuk to include anything. And he doesn't include Chadas and Asham, like Rabbi Yossi does. So what does he include by Lashem? Lashem means the best Nazirios are the ones that are accepted with amazing kavana. Look at the Tanya. like the brisa of the most famous Nazir in the Gemara. This story is quoted both in Nedarim on Daf Tes and right here on Daf Dalet. Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Miyamai lo achal di Azir Nazir Tamei, I never ate the Karbanos of a Nazir, chutz miyadam echad, except for one, Shaboy Elai min Adarom, he came from the south, Yafa Einayim v'tov ro'i, he's very handsome. V'kfuz osav, seduros lo taltalim, he had beautifully long locks. Amarti lo b'ni ma'ri'izel shachay se'er nazir, why do you want to cut off this hair? Why do you accept to be a Nazir? Amar li ro'e ha'yisi la'vi b'iri, I was a shepherd. I read every one of these details has significance and symbolism. V'yalachti l'shov mayim in ha'mayan, I went to get some water. V'nistalki b'bor sheli, and I looked in my reflection. Right? That's why the Shulchan Aruch says a mention of look in the mirror. Right? Nowadays it's okay, but the Ramah says. But he said, looked in the mirror. U'pachaz yitzri alai, my Yitzhahara started overcoming me. U'bikish l'tardani min ha'olam, and wanted to remove me from the world, meaning to sin. Amarti lo reka, I said to my Yitzhahara, you empty one. Mipnei ma'ata mizgai ba'olam she'ena shalcha, what are you raising yourself up in a world that's not yours? Shesof chalios rima v'toleya. Right, you're going to end up in the kever. Ha'avoda, I swear. Shagalecha chalashamayim. So he used that, l'shem shamayim. Amadati, so Shimon HaTzadik says, Amadati v'nashakti v'al rosho, I kissed him. Amarti lo kamoscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. That's a nazirus, l'shem shamayim. Why Tosva says he wasn't worried that he was going to be mescharet on this, and like we had the issues yesterday about being mevi'in chulum la'azara. The Rambam also talks about this at the end of Hilchos Neziris, the special kavanah to have. Alecha akasav omer, ish ki afli lindar neder lazir lahazir lashem. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we get back to Nazir Shimshon, and we will continue maybe a little bit with this story and then get to the other issues that come up.